Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and my guest today is Mark Murrow.
And my name is Mark Muro, and my guest today is Jean Paul. And today is the day we get to talk about the year-end wrap-up, kind of informal Stage Talk Awards. And we didn't do this last year, Jean, because we were so pressed for shows to represent and, I don't know, the whole holiday.
Well, the holidays were fell on a...
On an off weird day.
And
we never got a chance to do it.
It was very inconvenient.
So we're going to make up for it now by excluding and leaving out and absentmindedly forgetting some of the most important things. But we're going to do it anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and it's a hard thing to do because in no way have either of us seen all the plays and shows. It's impossible to do so unless you want to quit your job and do nothing but go to shows in Anchorage, which would be great, but we can't do that. I can't do that. And I got locked out and I couldn't find my programs. I keep them. I'm kind of religious in my archives, and I keep every little thing I have, which is why
I had mine, which helped.
Yeah. So yours helped. So anyway, why don't you start off? We'll begin the 2010 Stage Talk list of things we saw that we liked, and it's no means definitive or inclusive or
anything.
Exactly.
Anything.
It's just, we're just talking.
I think the play I enjoyed most this year was Rounding Third at Out North, directed by Shotzi, and perfectly acted.
And so funny, me too.
And yet serious.
I thought that was great. Mark Robocoff, one of the best actors around, always, and Aaron Wiseman, and it was just a hoot, and it was so well done, and the pacing, and the comedy, and it's just a totally enjoyable, and I saw it again in Valdez. So I would agree that that is one of the best things. I also like Caroline or Change a lot, and that could be in the musical slot, the Tony Kushner play at Cyrano's.
Yes, that probably is the best play that was put on anywhere this year, because Kushner is absolutely wonderful. And
that was excellent. It was so unusual.
Yes.
And it just had so much to it. It's just kind of, I can't even, I'd like to have seen it more than once.
That was my reaction. I wanted to go right back again, and unfortunately I saw it towards the end of the run and couldn't.
Yeah, and another really good play was Souvenir with Kate Egan. That was the kind of a one woman with the piano player, and I forget the fellow's name. And he was excellent, and it was just so... it was that the show about the woman who wants to sing opera but can't. And I forget her name too. Foster Lawrence Dulles,
something like that. And she was very rich and could afford to stage her own operas and concerts, and she did. And she was just awful.
Yeah, yeah.
But the play ends so sweetly.
And Kate Egan, I would say, is one of the best. A singer who acts, actress who sings, of course she's an opera singer and all that, but I think of it one of the best talents in the actress category
this year. And you have to understand that this is a woman who sings professionally all over the country, has an absolutely outstanding operatic voice that is well regarded, and she managed to sing awful. Just terrible through the whole performance. It was very good.
Yeah, we talked to her about that, and she said that it was kind of hard. It's even harder to sing bad when you have the instinct of singing good. So to be so counterintuitive like that was a real trick of the mind to kind of pull off. Yeah. And what other shows? I really liked the show at UAA, the one called Wonder of the World. I think that was one of the wackiest comedies. I thought it had like that kind of 90s kind of new tone to it. Did you see that one?
I think I did, but I'm not sure. I don't have a program for it, so probably not.
Yeah, that was good.
But what I loved is, I love Singing in the Rain.
Another musical. I was out of town for that. I missed it.
Did just a beautiful job of it.
Sorry I missed it. I was really looking forward to that because it's, one of the best movies, if not one of the best musical movies.
And you've walked out of it singing all the stuff that you sing when you walked out of the movie. And even though everybody, I'm sure there couldn't have been a single audience member who hadn't actually seen the movie at least once. And it still was very, very great to see.
Yeah, and speaking of singers and stuff, Nathan Huey was in that show, and mm-hmm. he's an actor who sings. And it was Justin Birchall in it?
Yes.
He's a great, mm-hmm. great new mm-hmm. talent. I mean, they're not new talents, mm-hmm. but to me they are. There's a lot mm-hmm. of great people coming in out of the university now.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Holsush is really good, and your favorite mm-hmm. is Bradford.
Yes, and the thing about it, I think that amused me most is that they actually did have some rain coming down on him. When I first met Fran, the director, she said she's going to do it. She didn't know how, but she was going to do it, and she did.
Bradford Jackson?
Bradford Jackson was my vote for the best actor, but not for Singing in the Rain particularly, but for Jack Dalton's play, Assimilation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was great
in that. Just outstanding.
I've seen him in a bunch of things. I can't mm-hmm. quite remember which ones, but he's always good. He was in the one about the Terra Nova, but that was mm-hmm. the year before, How Quick Time mm-hmm. Flies. I mean, mm-hmm. I think yeah. it's like... Like, I think it's back in October, and it was October of 2007, you know? They all kind of blend together, so it's kind of...
That's true.
So you got to forgive us for getting a little mixed up here.
Yeah. The part he played in Assimilation was a really very difficult part, and he handled it so believably that I had I had nothing but sympathy for the man.
Well, they all kind of really channeled their roles. I mean, you can mm-hmm. see that it was a very tight ensemble,
mm-hmm.
and they were really deep into it. I don't think mm-hmm. you could do that kind of material without full commitment, which is obvious what they had.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk with Mark Murrow and Jean Paul talking about the 2010 theater in Anchorage and trying to pick out an awful lot of good stuff in a short time. I saw something in Fairbanks that I'd like to mention. It was a performance of the opera Don Giovanni by a new opera company in Fairbanks, and they had only this is a complex play with many characters. The orchestra took up almost the whole stage. All they had was a few feet on the apron to stage in costume.
Wow.
So
it was like a costume
opera.
Concert.
It was, except that they acted it, and they acted it well. I was very impressed.
That is very impressive, because you don't usually see all those things, especially, like you say, when it's just such an abbreviated kind of, mm-hmm. and it's such mm-hmm. a shallow space, because we see opera, you know, like Aida, they're going to have elephants on stage and everything. You know what I mean? You can go all the way. It's a spectacle. Mm-hmm. So to actually see the acting and get the music and the essence of it all without that.
Yeah, well, it was very, the music
spectacle.
Was lovely, this was an acting discussion, and I was very impressed with it.
Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought Eugene Onyegin here by the local mm-hmm. company, by the mm-hmm. Anchorage Opera, mm-hmm. was excellent. That was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of ensembles, I really liked The Seafarer. That was a real great bunch of actors.
Yes,
that was at Cyrano's.
Put
and Kevin
together
Bennett was
so
in that,
well, yes.
And Dick Reichman.
Yeah, and speaking of Kevin, he's the best surprise.
Oh yeah, he's done so much this year, and not only as an actor, because he was also in Moonlight and Magnolias. It was mm-hmm. That was a great ensemble, and he was excellent in that role. But also as a director for Heart, which is mm-hmm. a big sprawling play that originated from Matt Valdez,
mm-hmm.
and. He did an excellent job. You know, I worked with him on the revival of it for the one shot in Valdez, and man, the guy's a stickler. What a pain! I mean, no, he's great. He really he directs like a conductor. Every second is parsed down into its nanoparticles, and then he directs from that point of view and everything. So that mm-hmm. that was good. Chazy Schaefer's another great director.
Yes.
She's
my
done.
Vote for best director for Rounding Third.
And she's a good writer. And writing local plays, Peter Porco's Windblown and Drippy, mm-hmm. Dripping, I should say. I really was impressed. I thought that came out good. He showed me some earlier versions of the play and everything. He went through so many rewrites and so many different forms and shapes that by the time it did hit the stage at Cyrano's, I was really, really pleasantly surprised. And I thought it was a very strong piece of work.
I remember the wonderful play that we both enjoyed very much at ACT, The Fourth Wall.
Oh, that was great.
It was, but I don't know whether we can really talk about that play. It had so many in theater jokes that I don't know if people who didn't know
breaking
about
the
theater would have enjoyed it as much as we did.
And that was kind of like a late night thing that was put together with a little spin off or something. I mean, it was like university. And Justin Birchall was in that again. It was very, very well done.
Oh, it was well done.
It was very wacky.
I laughed my head off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the university, they did Chemical Imbalance, which was a kind of a Jekyll and Hyde, and they did A Doll's House with John Minton was in that. He did a really good turn playing that lead role there. I would say that maybe when it comes to sets and costumes, they really kind of took the cake, especially for those two things. They're both in the same period. But, I mean, they got the resources to do it. But I mean, such a great training ground, you know, for putting out, you know, high-quality work that, you know, will one day see its manifestation in the private world.
Well, outstanding actress, I think we've already mentioned, is probably Kate Egan for Souvenir.
And you know who also another guy who's always fun to see is John Frazier.
Yes.
Another singer who acts he was in Carolina Change. Mm-hmm. He had a great role in that. Oh boy, there's so much more to talk about. We're running out of time. How about what we saw, like One Guy Shows? I really like Debutante Balls, the one by Scott Turner Schofield.
Yes, he's been doing that, some reprises of that to raise money for
and
Out North,
good.
Too.
And I saw that thing called, what was it called, A Wild Legacy, the one at UAA.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I was sick
that day.
Yeah,
that was good. And it was almost like a play for voices. It was so choreographed. It was a really good directing. And it was just a textbook case of how are you going to put something together that is almost poetry and keep it going. And with motion and everything, it was like part dance, part mime.
I'd love to have seen it.
Yeah, it was excellent. I really enjoyed it. I stayed connected
but
the whole time.
We're running out of time.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, that's it. Apologies to anybody who was left out of this abbreviated list. So much to talk about in so little time, but it's been a great year for theater in Anchorage, 2010, and I think 2011 is going to be a lot better.
But
it has to be.
I don't know. I don't know. It was a pretty good year.
Yeah, I know. Top that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we just get better and better up here. We've got to talk about the Stage Talk calendar.
All right. Okay.
And here it is. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com where you can list your event on KSKA's website. The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering drama classes for all ages, both theater and movie acting. For information, call 907-338-4901 or go to aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Talent GPS is beginning classes in acting for both stage and movies. For information, go to info@talentgps.com or call 903-1299.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is also offering auditions for Alice in Wonderland Jr. and Stuart Little. The auditions will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 and Monday from 5 to 8 at the ATY Warehouse Studio, 3142 Mountain View Drive. For information, call 338-4901.
And finally, Poetry Parlay will be held on Wednesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at Out North Theater. This month's featured poet is Charles Baudelaire. If you're interested in reading or would like to attend, you can call Jonathan Minton at 727-3234 or call Out North for directions.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of